This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That's what Free Talk Live is about. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE, brought to you by ProXPN. I want to tell you about My Magic Mud. My Magic Mud is a tooth cleansing powder that what it does is it removes stains and it cleans your mouth in a way that you probably never experienced before. It really your teeth really feel polished when you're done. I like to call it a hygienist visit in a bottle.
In a bottle.
Yeah,
in a bottle.
Tub. What do you call that little thing?
Like jar.
A jar.
Okay. Maybe a jar.
Yeah, since it's a powder, it doesn't come in. It's not like a bottle. It's kind of, you got to be able to dip your toothbrush into it. Anyway, it's great. It's awesome. I'm going to use this stuff for the rest of my life because I think it's awesome. Even when I stop sponsoring Free Talk Live, I'm going to continue using it because it's awesome. Jessica Armand, it was created by that's her name. She's a liberty-loving homeschool mother of three. She created it, and she's been just getting acclaim all over for this stuff because it's fantastic. Dr. Griffin Cole explains a lot of the benefits of My Magic Mud. Just go to mymagicmud.com, watch that video. You can go to mud.freetalklive.com and watch another video that they've got up that we link to. And let's go to the phones. It's Jimmy calling in from Arizona. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live. I think I just hung up on him.
Oh.
I forgot how to do...
Yeah, I was getting all excited for his call. He had some really interesting topics planned.
Yes, I'm sure
he'll
call
back. And
he
added a new word to his name. It's Jimmy Donkey French Fry Ping Pong.
Yeah, here he is now.
Tinfoil hat.
My mistake, Jimmy. Sorry about that.
Hello?
Jimmy, you have every right to be angry with Mark.
Oh,
he did a jerk move right there. Hanging up on you.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
All right. Hey, that's all right. I'm sure James is feeling that too. I want to give y'all a testimonial on that My Magic Mud. It's good for your teeth, apparently.
How many teeth do you have, Jimmy?
Well, currently four. That's probably three in about a week or so.
They're shining now, though, aren't they?
Well, that's the thing. Milford's been using it, and I just want to say that that magic mud has removed the stains in the area where Milford's magic mud comes out.
That stuff is a miracle. I mean, you can get it with Bitcoin, too.
What more could you ask?
Yeah, that's true. You can buy it with Bitcoin.
I'm so glad it's working out for you guys.
Well, it is. I haven't tried it yet, but Milford, you know, I can tell that it's working on her.
Yeah. Did you know you can reuse the My Magic Mud? You know, if she's using it on her parts, and you know, you can kind of transfer it onto your teeth, and
I'd be afraid to swallow after that.
You know, the one thing about My Magic Mud is that since it has no fluoride, you can swallow it after you're done brushing your teeth. I don't do it, but you can.
You're a spitter.
Indeed, I am.
Yeah.
Technically, you can swallow just about anything, Mark.
That's true. There's a guy who ate a car.
That's crazy right there. Hey, I got a quick story for y'all. I hate to interrupt this magic mud talk. James was a little mad yesterday that y'all didn't take his call.
Yeah, James from Arizona. He's you claim he's a good friend of yours, and
Best buds.
After James got abusive on an after show with us, I decided that I'm done with James, at least for a period of time. If he can show...
No, not for a period of time.
Well, on the Sunday show, you know, like, Stephanie's just not... Stephanie's not ready to forgive. But I can tell you that, you know, he calls into other LRN.FM shows. If he can show that he behaves himself there, then I may start talking to him again at some point. And I don't know what
that's going to happen.
I don't know.
I told him to leave Stephanie alone. I was getting upset at that.
Well, thanks, Jimmy. You got my back.
Always, always. Even there, that Satan, I'll get his back too.
Thanks, Jimmy. I appreciate that.
So he called me. He was upset, you know, and I was trying to talk him down. I was like, you know, James, you need to relax. And he's like, no, oh, you know, yelling. And Mark hates me, and I hate him. And I'm like, well, why call him? Who cares, you know? So, you know, I finally got on a different subject. And he brought up that polyamory that y'all keep talking about, you know?
Yeah.
And that sounds good. I just don't know what kind of dog to use.
Well, I mean, really anything will do, right? You know?
I think it has to be a consenting adult human.
Yeah.
I just want to call in for some tips to see what y'all had to say on that.
Sheep, I hear, are while wearing.
He's tried that already.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, but
he was accused.
But for polyamory, you're trying to keep more than two people attached, and so with sheep, I recommend Velcro. And
it would stick well to that hook and loop stuff. Velcro is a licensed and patented name,
and it's also a state secret when it's silent.
I learned so much on this show. I appreciate that.
We appreciate
Jimmy,
you, Jimmy.
Thanks for the call. Gonna lose some licenses or something. I'll keep them on any longer.
You know, that is an odd thing, though. In the military, we had silent Velcro. And I asked about this. Why isn't this in stores? And it's because it's literally a state secret. They will not sell. Silent Velcro exists. It doesn't have to make that ripping sound. And they will not. The U.S. government will not allow it to be sold in stores.
Does it stick as well?
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Sticks better.
You don't give up any stickiness.
No. I don't know what the trick is, but wow. I mean, the U.S. military uses it.
Surely you can get it on eBay or something.
No. That, trust me.
Well, I'm just saying that somewhere, somebody's got this stuff for sale.
Maybe out of East Asia, someone might.
I see.
That'd be amazing, but, you know.
What else is a state secret that you wouldn't expect? Well, I guess you can't tell us or else.
Yeah, right. I mean, there's some that, like, you know, as long as it's still in. Never mind. I'm not even going there.
Let's go to Ron calling in from Nashville. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. How are y'all today?
Pretty good. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Doing well.
I was just wondering, that lady there keeps watching the stream, and the smile on her face when she looks at the computer makes me.
That's the best we can do. Okay. There you go.
Black things on.
And what?
Yeah, what if I am? I mean,
so what?
You'll never know.
Let's go to the list of freest countries here on the live edition of Free Talk Live, Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. So, number two, freest country in the world. This is social freedoms now at capitalismisfreedom.com. Uruguay. Surprised? It's a 9.4.
Really?
Though Uruguay ranks very low comparative to other nations in terms of economic freedom, the personal freedoms it affords are quite exceptional. It ties with New Zealand for best freedoms for relationships, the highest in the world. It's very common to see mixed race couples in Uruguay, and there's only a slight contempt against foreigners. However, as many expats will attest, once a Uruguayan knows who you are, they become your best friend. Though it has many issues concerning political corruption of media similar to Japan, it checks out well otherwise in terms of freedom of expression.
So this isn't just all about laws. It's actually about, like, the culture as well?
Well, it's going to have to be. If you're talking about social freedoms, it's going to have to be.
Yeah. I mean, to a certain extent, the culture can be reflected in the laws as well. But this is just kind of hard to measure, you know?
This is about the laws, and they're just mentioning sort of the social aspects of it.
Okay, gotcha. What are the criteria again? What are the axes that they're judging these countries on?
You know, I haven't dug that deep into it. It's a relatively sort of surface article. They don't give me that information.
Well, it would help to know.
Well, they mention it as we go through, is like mixed race couples are common and
so
it's legal.
Prostitution, drug laws.
Gay marriage, marijuana freedom, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think Uruguay's, they're better as far as religious Like, there's no state, which is kind of rare down in, you know, in South America, where religion isn't that big of a deal. Like, I think they kind of go out of their way to make sure that religion and state have no involvement whatsoever.
Uruguay also scored very well on crime, with a higher perceived crime rate than what actually occurs, though homicides are higher here than other nations on the list. Furthermore, the Uruguayan government made international news by legalizing the trade of marijuana as of last year. Your thoughts on social freedoms here in this country and around the world, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crashed is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Your comments are welcome on whatever's on your mind here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. And we've been talking about this list of, well, socially freest countries here on Free Talk Live. And I think it's, you know, it's kind of interesting. The United States didn't show up, and that's interesting, right? You know, the freest country on earth is what we've been told our whole lives. And
it shows the power of marketing, right?
It's true. You say something often enough, and then people are going to... be able to, you know, they're going to believe it.
They believe it, but then when you actually, you know, whatever, of course, we don't know exactly what metrics they're using, but when you, you know, when you actually get down to brass tacks, you find out, oh, wait a minute, this thing's number 17.
Yeah, and I suspect the United States' social freedoms have been diminishing over the last few decades, but I think that their application of them has probably gotten more even-handed. So,
application?
Well, for instance, it's probably been legal for some time for black people and white people to marry.
Okay.
But it hasn't been socially acceptable. Like,
no.
you're gonna deal with a lot of grief over it.
To and this day.
Yeah, I think, but less so today than than it has been.
Sure.
You know, two good friends of mine are in mixed relationships, and... You know, I mean, one of them lives in a very socially conservative, one would even go as far as to call it a redneck area. He doesn't seem to have that much trouble. And I think that it, you know, I think that things are getting better, I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, it's comforting to hear. I mean, I don't know, Ferguson makes one wonder how much better things have gotten, but certainly I understand your point.
Yeah. So also, I think that there's other things about what's going on in Ferguson. You're not talking about just the color of people's skin. You're talking about sort of social conflicts there, you know, that are going on between, you know, sort of a group on top and a group on bottom and a lot of that stuff, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of authoritarianism being battled out there, not just necessarily racism. Certainly, I agree with that.
And when you see, and when people are upset about what's going on and then they steal big screen TVs or break into stores and set them on fire, they're not helping either.
Sure, that doesn't help.
Yeah, but maybe it does. It did get the attention. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder about that because, I mean, that's almost like saying that they did it on purpose. And I don't know if that's accurate, if anyone was just trying to get the attention of it.
Certainly, I think it's anger and motivated by greed.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of frustration and just, you know, I'm going to break every single rule because when you have such extreme authoritarianism that clearly was on display in Ferguson by the police, you know, and I'll just say by the government, I think you'll get an equal or greater reaction.
Let's go on with our list here from capitalismisfreedom.com on the most socially free places in the world, countries in the world. Number three, coming down the list here from number one being the Netherlands, number two being Uruguay. And number three is, I just have to do that for Ian's sake. And number three is New Zealand. Coming in, New Zealand is also one of the top-ranking nations in the world of economic freedom, so it's not surprising to find it on this list here also, though the nation does deal with problems of sexual violence as well as theft and burglary like other nations ranked high in individual freedom. It also has the best freedoms for relationships in the world. New Zealanders enjoy a much higher freedom from social hostility toward religion than most other nations and enjoy the more freedom from government restrictions of religion than any other country. In addition, they're very accepting of all groups of people, regardless of gender or sexuality. Freedom of expression is also very high, but not high enough to put it in the lead. So I'm not sure what freedom of expression entirely means, but what hell...
Probably free speech, protests, that kind of thing.
That kind of thing. They have no constitution. Basically, the government that they have is the government that, like, it can change all the time. It's fluid.
Hmm. Well, I mean, the constitution is just a piece of paper anyway.
Yeah, right? Which government is fluid? Yeah, he was right, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they treat it as anyway. He's at least accurately portraying how the government thinks of it here. But in New Zealand, the cost of living is really high, right? Because everything... has to be imported, like
yeah.
It's not an island.
Well, I was interested about
mutton.
Yeah, they've got great grass-fed meat, but other than that, you kind of have to import everything, right?
Yeah, as I understood it, New Zealand is incredibly inexpensive. Now, I understand,
I
guess...
Inexpensive?
Or, I mean, expensive.
Expensive,
sorry.
Yeah.
It's very expensive to live there.
Manufacturing, they can't have much of that.
No,
everything
right.
Has to be brought in that way.
Yeah, so I guess... I mean, I suppose that comes into the question then, you know, what is personal freedom? How do you define that? Because certainly, like, the expense of living being that high.
Ooh. But everything has to be brought here in the United States, too. What do we manufacture here in the United States? Almost nothing anymore. Cars, and those are expensive.
Oh, so, I agree that the United States is an expensive place to live. It's not cheap, you know, and you can just cross a border, you can find out just how cheap you can really live. And it's true.
Yep, it's sort of cheaper in Mexico. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Interesting list, though. I think it's fascinating to look at this.
Sure.
Going on with the 11 countries with the most personal freedom. Number four, Japan. One of the only non-collectivist nations in Asia, Japan ranks solidly in every single category. There are two major caveats concerning personal freedom in Japan: freedom of assembly, which has some restrictions in certain groups, and political control in the media, which ranks lower than any other of the highest freedom nations. To make up for it, Japan has a surprisingly low crime rate, though torture is still an acceptable form of punishment in some cases. Its statistics knock the other top nations out of the park. Even burglary, which most top nations scored at a zero of possible 10 points in, received an 8.8 in Japan. Albeit stable in everything, it does not surpass the top three on the list.
Well, that's interesting. I wonder if the personal freedom exists there because of just how damned polite they are, and they really are. I mean, I used to go there often, and it's just incredible how kind. I mean,
that's kind of the stereotype too.
It's a bit of a stereotype, but it's also
it's his stereotype. He had that experience. You know?
Yeah, but I mean, it's very much, I think, kind of culturally enforced. You know, we talk about cultural enforcement, but at the same time, a lot of their culture that they've had for thousands of years, like Shinto, has really, you know, really does allow for a lot of open things. I mean, women have been the charge of the household there for thousands of years. You know, I mean, this is not, you know, a lot of these Western ideas that we have just don't play ball over there. And so I can see that, yeah, I can see it as a personally free place, though it's ironic. It does have a token emperor.
Well, I think that, you know, that sells postcards.
Yeah, that is really what it does.
I think it's interesting when countries that have sort of evolved up a different leg of the tree, you know, or that we get an opportunity to look at that. Because sort of socially, Japan doesn't have much to do with the United States.
No, right.
And, you know, it's very interesting.
Yeah, I agree. Actually, well, go ahead.
Oh, I can read number five here for you. Norway. Norway scores the second highest out of all the nations in the category of freedom of relationships, as well as freedom of expression. They score well across all social groups, which is only to be expected from a Nordic nation. Similar to Iceland, Norway is brought down by its crime level, except that they do a better job of reporting their statistics. Similar to Iceland, the rate of sexual violence in this country is exceptionally high compared to other high freedom nations. Even with this, most Norway's other crime rates are some of the lowest in the world, allowing it to rank solidly at number five. They keep on mentioning the sexual crime thing. It's very interesting.
Well, that's an aspect of personal freedom.
Sure is. Absolutely is. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z Radical is a totally organic pure extract and is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guy's giant factory authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high quality Mountain House freeze dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best tasting, longest proven shelf life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been going through this list of countries with the most personal freedom, and I find it fascinating because we've been, you know, here in the United States, we've been told all our lives this is the freest country on earth, and you know, I'm not so sure it is, because it doesn't rank the highest in really any of these lists. But you can call in and give your opinion at 855-450-FREE. This is Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
It's a live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. And Brian, tell us about ModUp.
Yeah, modup.net. That's M-O-D-U-P.net. And look, if you need some focus, if you're feeling fatigued, looking to get that extra edge, something you can look into is modafinil. From modup.net. Now, modafinil, these are tablets. Study shows 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer that offers multiple benefits. Businessmen use it. They are also they're actually a sponsor, the number one sponsor for Reddit's third party. Now, how do I pronounce this?
Nootropic.
Nootropic. Okay, their nootropic testing project. And a nootropic is, you know, essentially a brain enhancement.
Yeah.
You know, business.
And so, it really stands to reason over time that, you know, we're going to come up with, If you find drugs that make other things function better, then you're going to find drugs that make the brain function better.
Sure.
And there's no doubt that some of them are out there. And the claim is that ModUp.net is among the best of them.
Yeah, they're offering some of the best.
Modafinil is among the best of them.
Right. And, you know, I mean, neuroscience, it's really kind of the final frontier. I mean, I think maybe even more so than space.
I mean, of course, this would be like on a short-term basis. But, like, I mean, who doesn't drink a cup of coffee or whatever if you're having a night where you didn't get as much sleep and you need to get something done or whatever?
One, I think it's inarguable that coffee's a nootropic.
Yeah. It's on Reddit's project wiki.
Yeah, and I mean, and by all accounts, it's a pretty bad one. You know, that caffeine is kind of this sort of raw-edged booster.
Well, you're a little biased. You react really strongly to it.
I do.
For some people, you know, caffeine can be helpful, but it's not the only thing out there, right?
No.
Yeah, so if you want to try something else, you check out Modafinil. Look into it for yourself. Look into your local laws, prescription regulations, because, Free Talk Live, we're a worldwide show, and Modafinil is a worldwide business that really does offer world-class customer service. So use the code FTL when you go to modup.net. You'll get 10 free tablets if you use that code. Again, the code is FTL. And if you use Bitcoin, you'll get 33% off. Yes, they love the Bitcoin community at modup.net. So check them out. Use that code FTL.
Excellent. Let's go on with our list of freest countries here from a social ranking. Number 6. You know, I probably should be doing this like Casey Kasem and counting up instead of counting down, but we started at number 1. That's what we'll do. We're going down from to number 6 here. Ireland. Tying with Iceland, Ireland is a nation bustling with personal freedoms. They get poor marks for banning homosexual couples from adopting, but in all other respects, Ireland ranks well in freedom of relationships.
Yeah, and you know, it's been talked about a lot recently in terms of a place to start a business because it's kind of like the business taxes are really low or something like that, right?
Oh, for Ireland? You
yeah,
mean?
In yeah. Ireland.
Yeah, I'm kind of shocked by this, though, because, I mean, this is a country that's sort of in a quasi-civil war, you know, with Northern Ireland, and it's completely a religious issue. Well, I mean, some people could say the British government's getting involved, fine, but by and large, it's a religious issue. So
They have freedom of religion there, though.
Yeah, I knew a guy who was...
It's an issue of control.
Sure, it's an issue of control, but I think socially, now granted this is anecdotal, but I knew a guy who was actually part of a very famous group over there in Ireland, and he had said that he was, when he came to America, I was having lunch with him, he said he was absolutely shocked that people here, one person could be a Catholic, the person next door could be an atheist, and nobody thought two bits of it. Like, that was his words. He was amazed at how well people got along here. And so I'm a little stunned by this, okay. I have to say, just based on my own anecdotal evidence.
Well, Ireland shows up on the economic freedom charts, too, in the top 10.
Sure.
I love it when a nation shows up on both.
Yeah.
It kind of gives me this, makes me wonder about it. But like I said, I don't know where New Hampshire ranks among these places that, as far as the social and political and economic freedoms. And
yeah, I think that'd be great to get a provincial study along with a state study, not just national.
And I'm convinced this is just me looking at these charts for years, reading a bit on them here and there. I can't say I've pored over them like maybe some academics have. But I'm of the impression that New Hampshire ranks certainly in the top 10 freest places in America. Because this is the freest state, as ranked by the Mercatus Center, 3 out of the 5 times that they've done the rating. And I hear that we're going to be number 1 again on the 6th one. There certainly are some states that have been kind of neck and neck, but New Hampshire, has been number 1 the most times. So anyway, going on with Ireland, their score for freedom of expression also ranked very highly. So I guess it's like freedom of speech and that kind of thing. When it comes to crime, data was unavailable for a lot of different segments. Trafficking, assault, burglary, just to name a few. So its poor rank in torture managed to bring it down substantially. That means that torture is not completely outlawed, as well as its inclination for organized crime, if not for this missing data. Ireland may rank much higher, though it's still probably not enough to rank the other countries. So that's That's fascinating.
I think. I'm really interested by. I'm really intrigued by that because you know also with Ireland you have I can't think of the name of them off the top of my head, but there's very famous where they will have children from Ireland come to the U.S. and stay with you know U.S. families.
Exchange students?
Yeah, not exchange because this is really to just kind of get them away from the nonsense that's happening in that country as far as like with the IRA, etc.
Isn't that stuff over?
Well, I mean, this is just a few years ago. I can't believe, I'm talking, the time frame I'm talking about where I was aware of these things would be 07 to 09.
Okay.
And it doesn't seem like that long ago that things could have blown over, but maybe.
Well, we know what we know that they've telegraphed what number 7 is, but let's go to Carl in New Jersey. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Steph,
sure.
Ryan Moore. My question is to you, and I don't understand it. What's the difference of a white cop shoots a black kid or a black kid shoots a white kid or a black cop shoots a black kid or a white cop shoots a white kid? Why is it any different? I don't understand that. It shouldn't be that way.
Yeah, I think that...
I
would say that I would love there to be no difference, and I would like to live in a sort of a post-racial world where I don't have to apologize, and I don't apologize for the behavior of other people. But I think that there's this history, and the history matters especially to other folks. And do I think that there are racist cops? I do. Do I know what happened in this circumstance? I don't, with the Ferguson situation. And the problem is what I've been saying all along is what we need is we need video and audio from the situation. Why in this day and age do police not have audio and video equipment on them? You know, just a little camera system that's right on them that broadcasts directly to the internet so we can see this stuff. I don't want it to just go back to the station house. I mean, if these people are my employees, then what they do is my business. And so let's have that information. Then we wouldn't have Ferguson on fire right now.
I think
if it wasn't legit.
Right. If there is an objective record, like, video that was under the control or where it could be viewed by people on the policeman or wherever, then, I don't. Right. At that point, nothing does matter because you have an objective record to see what the hell just happened.
We had a cop call in last night, Carl, who said he'd love to have he loves his camera because it keeps him safe from people making claims about what he's done. And I believed him. And
I heard him.
You heard him? Yeah. And if
I was listening.
Yep. And if we just had that stuff up on the internet, he's like, he didn't have a problem with it being up on the internet. He doesn't have a problem with it. Because a good cop wouldn't. And that's what I'm looking for.
Right. Or we just ain't cops out.
Indeed. Carl, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. Your opinions are welcome. It's 855-450-3733.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. I am heading, it's very soon now, I think it's, oh man, next week, heading to the Marijuana Investment Conference in Houston.
It's, really?
Yep, September the 8th. It's on a Monday.
So are you going to be here for the next show, or do we need to talk about that off the air?
Yeah.
Are you going to miss the Sunday?
I am going to miss the Sunday show.
Thanks for letting us know, Mark.
September the 7th.
What a great partner.
So terrible about telling you guys this kind of stuff.
But it sounds like an interesting conference.
It must have been the marijuana.
Yeah, not me. I will be there mingling and trying to figure out what the good investments are from the bad
ones. Yeah, I was going to say I'd be more interested in investing in it than smoking it.
Well, it seems to me that this is a brand new, wide open field, and usually those are the ones where people get rich pretty quick. And
Jeff Berwick's been talking about that a lot. Is he going to be there?
I don't know. Okay. But
who's going to be there besides you?
He's not on the speakers list that I saw. But I think it's going to be fascinating. So if you are interested in joining me, go to marijuanainvestmentconferences.com.
You have to spell it with the P.
marijuanainvestmentconferences.com. You can use coupon code FTL. If I get 10 people to use that code, it actually pays my way, and I'd really appreciate that. So anyway, marijuanainvestmentconferences.com, and I'll have some free FTL stuff to give away. I know that some folks have already signed up to come with me. It's at the Westin Houston Memorial City on September the 8th, bright and early. Marijuanainvestmentconferences.com, coupon code FTL. Let's go to Keith, calling in from on the road. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I don't know. You were talking before about post-racial society. I forget which one of you was mentioning that before the commercial break.
It was me.
Okay, yeah. The Booker T. Washington said it best when he said that there, so long as there is money or power to be gained from people believing that there's racism, racism will not go away. But people have to realize that the people telling them who's racist and who isn't are the same people who derive power from, from racism. You look at, Al Sharpton was...
Well, let's remove Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson from... Let's remove those two from the equation, because I think that we're very clear that those guys make some money from, whipping out the race card.
They make a lot of money.
But they're not what's going on in Ferguson. Al Sharpton's in Staten Island right now, Mark, about the guy who got choked to death, reasonably, in my opinion, marching about the guy who got choked to death over selling cigarettes.
Yeah, I know. That was insane. When I heard the whole story on that was quite insane.
So,
I don't know
what's difficult
if that's necessarily racism, but the thing is, it's not so much a matter of reality is reality, it's perception is reality.
And, that's part of what I'm talking about here.
Gets a lot of money and gets a lot of power from, from selling the perception, like Trayvon Martin. Trayvon Martin was shot.
But look at this situation, Keith. Here, the perception is that Al Sharpton is somehow involved in what's going on in Ferguson when he's not. This is an organic grassroots protest to what people believe is racial policy in a place in Missouri. I think Jesse Jackson showed up, but he showed up like 3 days late, and they don't seem to have any interest in doing anything with the guy.
Al Sharpton either, but the problem is, though, when you get tased at stories like this, it gets shoved right up in your face like a rotten jockstrap, and everybody has to sit and sniff it. People don't have the mental wherewithal to realize this is first of all, it's a rare thing that actually happens. It's a total of about 94 of them, coast to coast in the past 5 years.
What is 94
instances where unarmed black men were shot by police. And
whose statistic is that? I mean, because the police departments don't really like to keep records when they shoot people.
It's very difficult just to find police shooting records.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I don't know, 94 in what period of time,
Yeah, I mean, I agree with the caller to a certain extent that, it's kind of, racism is incentivized to continue, or at least the belief that there's racism, because people profit from it.
I agree with that.
But do you think that there are, do you acknowledge that sometimes black people might get treated differently than white people? I mean, we've had a lot of black people call the show and say, yeah, of course I get treated differently. And you kind of get used to it after a while,
Well, I was out one time with my supervisor from work, and we're driving around. He was driving. I was riding a shotgun, and next thing you know, we get pulled over. And I was watching how he was driving. He didn't do anything wrong. It was a DWB, but the fact is, I also live in kind of a I live in Green Bay, which is kind of a hick little town,
And that doesn't make it okay. I think that's the point, though, here.
I know it doesn't make it okay, but...
Wait a second, Keith. If there are 95 shootings, let's take that number. 95 shootings of unarmed black men in America in the last year. I don't know what the period of time is.
It was 5 years.
It was 5 years? And then compare that to, and I don't know where these statistics are from. I was just reading an article today about how there are no statistics on police shootings because, well, frankly, the federal and state and local governments don't want you to know that information. But nonetheless, if that number of unarmed white men shot is not five times higher because blacks are less than 20% of the population, then you have a statistical problem with the with who's getting shot. And if women are the races and aren't on the same level, then you have a gender problem. And so I think that it's these are things that need to be looked at.
Yeah, in culture in general, all around the world, there is an us against them narrative being taught to everybody, whatever the group happens to be. That's what really has to end. And it doesn't matter black, white, whatever, because it gets, if it's not black or white, it's America versus Mexico, or it's America versus ISIS, or whatever. There's just this constantly, look, there's always bad people out to get you. And until that stops, then they're just going to pick something else. Racism, sexism, take your pick. But nobody wants to stop that because I think everybody takes their comfort of we're us and they're them, and they wrap it around themselves like a blanket of sickness, you know, and it's really crazy.
I got to go.
Sorry to keep you, Keith. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Even if you...
The aliens got him.
If you got,
just like Michael Brown.
If you got rid of racism tomorrow, I think it would begin the next day. Because
yeah, I agree with you.
It's that difficult to deal with, and
I don't think it's difficult to deal with. I think it's taught from so early that it's just treated as so normal you don't even think about it. And
but there's also cultural roles, right? Like, so, look.
But even those are taught.
One can't deny that that black people are arrested more often, like significantly more often than white people or people of other ethnicities.
Sure.
Specifically young black men.
Yeah. Now, is there are they targeted? I suspect they are.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I also suspect that there's a culture of criminality because, you know, they feel excluded. And those that feel excluded aren't going to have a problem with acting like they're not on the inside, right? You know, they're going to lash out.
All right, but people will do anything they can to avoid looking at who they are.
Sure.
To avoid looking at their own problems and traumas. They'll do whatever they can. And if that means I get to point at this group that looks different from me, that's what they're going to do. And they're always, and I think everybody's been doing this for so long that they're just taught this, like I said, this us against them narrative that says it's not your fault, it's their fault. And it's so funny because a lot of these people, a lot of the white people or the cops or whatever are going around saying to the black people, well, if they would just, who is it, Kevin Sorbo came out and said this about Ferguson, where he said, look, you know, they have this entitlement mentality, you know, the black people do. And
Brian, I totally agree with you that people are taught this us versus them narrative, and actually that's the mentality that perpetuates war and enables the state to continue, because the state just feeds off of that, you know, divide and conquer, right? Pit the men against the women and the blacks against the whites and everything else, gays against the straights. And that's how they prosper, because everybody wants to use the state to do their own agenda.
Yeah, and so you see, I mean, like even Kevin Sorbo was saying, it's not my fault, it's their fault. And yet he's saying that they're the ones that are saying it's not their fault, it's your fault.
Yeah.
And everybody's just blaming everybody else
pointing
instead of working
circle
on their own damn selves.
Yes. Pretty ridiculous.
I don't know how to work on myself. I don't know what I've got to do.
Would
that's
you
really
like
the problem.
Some tips?
Sure. You can give me some tips, too. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE on Free Talk Live.
Are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.